Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so here I am in Weston's Yard, Eton. It's Eton Action Fair. It's the second Saturday of the Michaelmas term, or Michaelmas half, to be really Etonian, I should say. They always have Eton Action Fair. It's going back about half a century now. And so Eton tries to establish cordial relations with the community and not be looking down on them as oiks and stuff like that. Eton's rather more inclusive than it used to be. So doing things for local people and Etonians and indeed local people, they set up various stalls to raise money for noble causes. And the benevolent causes they give to are other schools, are to the disabled, homeless people, and so forth. So some of the local state schools, they've got stalls as well, and things like that. So it's a charitable event, and they invite the members of the general public from around about to come here. Look at this guy, he's a popper walking behind me. You see him with a colourful waistcoat and the sponge bag, trousers and a houndstooth check. Boris Johnson used to sport that, but don't let that put you off. So Weston's Yard is named because I think it was like the Vice Provost centuries ago. He was a Mr. Weston, so named in his honour. So it's on the most historic part of Eton. I can't even remember the name of that little square of grass there where a ram used to be kept there for months and then released every August, not in my time, obviously, over 100 years ago, called August Ramming and chased into the fields and beaten to death with clubs. But I thought you'd be doing rather well to keep up with a ram. So yeah, you see the boys obviously still wearing their tail suits. Oh look, it's my house and what they're wearing. You see the sort of purple and brown quarters. That was my house, JMSWs, but I have no idea who the house was today. It looked like a Lycra material. Anyway, so people are here raising money for these benevolent causes. And in the 70s it was called the Twit of the Year competition. So the aim being to rub along with people who lived around about here in Berkshire. We're actually only a few miles from Buckinghamshire as well. But I think it's because Monty Python, which was then at the zenith of its fame, that comedy troupe was on telly all the time, and they did a sort of a Twit of the Year competition. Making a fool of yourself. And so they end lessons one lesson early this Saturday. They can go and set up their stalls. And I just saw the headmaster, Mr. Henderson, a bit before I came over here, and the provost, who is Lord Walgrave. I think it's better be pronounced Walgrave, not Waldegrave. Methinks the middle syllable is silent, as he was a cabinet minister under Maggie Thatcher. I remember reading the Old Etonian Review when one of the boys said to him, "You were in politics, weren't you, sir?" As that was a surprise, because he was a very prominent figure in the 80s and the 90s. He was talked about as the next prime minister, but he lost his seat in 1997, decided not to go back into it. Okay, so you'll see some of the cobblestone that's been here for many, many centuries. Anyway, so lots of stalls, little things to buy, and plenty of snacks to get. So for little kiddies, they have their soft play in there. And it was outside school hall I saw Lord Walgrave. A pity I didn't buttonhole him and ask if I interview him sometime. But yeah, so this is sort of one of the few days a year you can just walk around unquestioned, unchallenged, and see the place. So you don't need to buy a ticket, don't need to announce yourself, just stroll in and nobody will mind at all. Thank you. So you don't need to have any connection with Eton or even live nearby. Just everybody's invited. So I'm now in Schoolyard, the historic centre of it, and they read on the surface as I was here. Anyway, that is the chapel behind. Obviously Henry VI founded the school in 1440 when he was 90 years old to produce leaders in church and state, somewhat modelled on Winchester College, which was founded by King Richard II about 60 years earlier. So it's the King's College of Our Lady of Eton beside Windsor, as is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin. And then if you see up there Lupton's Tower, in the middle you can see an image of Our Lady in that Madonna blue. And so on, you can see angels holding the Royal Coat of Arms. I mean, you have to really zoom in to see it. And the Royal Coat of Arms again right at the top with its two supporters, the lion and the unicorn. So that was that Provost Lupton who founded it. So the Provost is the live-in head of the Board of Governors, and there's the Vice Provost as well. So he used to quip that the Provost does nothing and the Vice Provost helps him do it. And those posts, they often go to very senior teachers who've retired, who've served the place for decades, but not always. Like Lord Walgrave, who was never a teacher at all, though he is an Old Etonian. And he's had that position for about 12 years. He's due for retirement quite soon. And there's no requirement that you have any connection with Eton whatsoever. and the governors, like, one is elected by the by Cambridge University, one by Oxford University, I can't remember who the others are. There's some visitor who's an Anglican bishop, blah, blah, blah. The school's obviously affiliated to the Church of England. So, yeah, as I say, the school was founded in the 15th century, so some of this is 15th century, but a lot of it wasn't finished until much, much later. The school was much smaller, and actually had day pupils well into the 19th century, I didn't know. There are a few girls who are in the 70s and 80s, and who's that comedian who's one of them? They could come here to do their A-levels only. Initially, it was only for the housemaster's daughters. So we had 1,300 boys and about 5 girls. The trouble is, if she looked at a boy once, everyone said, oh, she's in love with him. So they're all very popular for that reason. Anyway, so this is Schoolyard, as I said, and I sort of forgot to show you the statue of King Henry VI. It's not quite square, it's more rectangular. Schoolyards are. So what else can I say? This is one day of the year you can stroll around here. And one thing I noticed, Eton is visibly more ethnic and diverse than when I was a schoolboy. It was about 10% non-white then. I'm estimating it's like 30% non-white. But financially, it's even more exclusionary than ever, because the fees are 45 grand, and even in real terms, it's much higher than when I left, when it was 15 grand. So they found some plague victims buried under here when they resurfaced it in 1990, coming up for the 450th anniversary. And there's a door there I've never, ever seen open. I've just got to go in there. So giving you an idea of the dimensions of Schoolyard. I'll show you, here's the north door. Here's the north door of the chapel. And that's when people mainly go in. Obviously the altar's towards the east, towards Jerusalem. But anyway, I will head back towards the statue of Henry VI. Unfortunately, I can't spend terribly long here. I'm not gonna show you the whole of Eton. So you can see the places of bars. It does seem to be a slightly older crowd, the people who are here, buying and selling whatever it is. And just getting to know Eton, so that Eton is not shutting the public out. It's not that snooty anymore, but what else can I say? Yeah, they're raising money for a children's hospice and all sorts of things. And there'll be silly games. I remember in my house we had the Zone, which is wearing padding and doing sword fighting with rolled up newspapers. Okay, so all sorts of little games and prizes you can win. There he is, Henry VI in his Order of the Garter of Rome. So that dates to the early 18th century when Provost Godolphin was in charge. And so this house on this side is called College. The King's Scholars go there, KS. It's founded by the 70 poor scholars, but eventually fee-paying boys started to come here, known as oppidums, as in from the Latin word oppidum, town, and they organised their own accommodation. They rented rooms from dames. A dame was a woman who ran whatever boarding house as a separate business, and the school had no control over those. Then there were dominies, who were effectively male dames. They were rather unusual. And then the school only took over the housing situation for the oppidums in about the 1860s. And so you can actually, houses, you can trace back which housemaster was in control of. The house is usually named by the housemaster's initials, not the name of the building. And there obviously, there are colours, like a house flag, house football shirt. Which belongs to each house. And the house is really about the housemaster, not the building. You can move to a different building. And then you'll see these memorials. Look at all these names engraven. So it's too dark to see. People are killed in the First World War and the Second World War. First World War up high. Can't see Second World War there. Goes all the way up and down. All right. So thanks for watching. Toodaloo. Thanks. I do.